This is for all the freedom seekers in the health and wellness world who want to blaze their own path and buck the status quo. Because convention can't stop an idea to take your business anywhere. This is the House Call Revolution.
Welcome to the House Call Revolution. This is Dr. Jen Faber. As a House Call entrepreneur and mentor, in each episode, I bring you an inspiring person, business, or message to help you discover smart, innovative ways to build your practice with house calls. Thanks so much for joining me today because this is the revolution you're building. And today leading the charge is Fox Rehabilitation. And joining me today is Dr. Tim Fox, a practicing physical therapist and the founder and CEO of Fox Rehab, nationally recognized advocate of physical therapy's value in improving older adults' function, safety, and quality of life. Also joining us is Dr. Robin Carilko, the Chief Clinical Operations Officer at Fox, overseeing both the clinical operations and quality assurance and professional development divisions within the practice. Geriatric house calls. And throughout its growth, the practice has stayed true to its mission of rehabilitating lives by believing in the strength of people. Dr. Fox, Dr. Carilko, Mr. Condrell, the team of Fox Rehab, thank you so much for joining me and being a part of the house call revolution.
Sure, we're happy to be here and happy to be sharing some information with the folks out there.
Yes, such a pleasure. Thank you. Now, what I'd love to first ask, the foundation you've set with geriatric house calls, you know, it already speaks the volumes of who you are and what Fox Rehabilitation stands for. Tell us what inspired you to create this house call model and ultimately for your company. What created this vision and what was the inspiration behind it?
Like many practitioners, frustration. I think we all had a frustration in our life at one point that was the turning point to sit and open up the policy and procedure manuals of Medicare and Medicaid to figure out if there was a different reimbursement mechanism as opposed to the traditional model of home health agencies to provide care to older adults. I was a practicing clinician seeing patients working for a home health agency back in from 1995 to 1998. And I was becoming more and more frustrated working under the traditional model of home health under Medicare Part A. It's unfortunate for the practitioners who do treat under Part A. It's the rule, it's the regulation that doesn't allow the practitioner to dose their patients as per best practice guidelines. You know, if you're only seeing a patient, able to treat your patient for five visits, that sure isn't going to change much physiology or let alone create a lasting effect on a patient when it comes to changing function and quality of life.
Absolutely.
So it was frustrating for me. So I stuck my head, I came home frustrated one day and stuck my head into, back then, the old days, I'm dating myself, into the HICPA transmittals. And that was basically the Medicare regulatory manuals and guidelines. And back in 1998, when PPS came in, Medicare actually changed its ruling over physical therapy, and it basically said that now under Medicare Part B, the outpatient benefit, a physical therapist in private practice can see their patients either in a traditional outpatient setting, which we all know about, and now a breakthrough in our patients' homes or residences. So really that was the breakthrough moment where we could now see our patients under Medicare Part B in their homes, perform a full home safety assessment while performing our clinical examination, and then continue to treat them as per best practice guidelines. And as you know, as we all know, as practitioners, exercise is no different than medicine. It needs to be dosed at a very specific frequency, duration, and intensity for it to be clinically effective. And now we were able to do that. So it's pretty exciting. It was innovative and novel back then, and it is indeed innovative and novel today. There's not a lot of practitioners doing what we do.
Absolutely. You know, you've touched on that. It is such an unsaturated, you know, market in having a house call practice. And there really is a resurgence starting to happen now with the frustrations that you've expressed. You know, we inherently as providers want to be able to care for our patients and clients in select ways. But if legislative processes inhibit that, you have to really identify, like, how can you creatively find other ways that really stay true to what it is that the patient needs. And so I think it's really beautiful that you looked at this not only from what is it from the medical legislative standpoint, but actually looking at that model to diversify your outreach and actually broaden the scope and accessibility of your care, especially for seniors. Can you touch a little bit more on the diversification? I was looking at your website, and you can now provide your care in so many different types of facilities and locations. Can you tell us a little bit more about that and how that has impacted the senior community that you focus on taking care of?
Sure. The our practice model surrounding, you know, older adults and geriatrics, we paused and really reflected on what it is that we do. And, you know, you could almost use the word geriatrics and chronic conditions synonymously. So we looked at ourselves as, yeah, sure, experts in geriatric care, but we are really experts of managing patients with multiple chronic conditions and that are medically complex. And we see no reason whatsoever. You know, there are older adults in hospitals, there are older adults in skilled nursing facilities or post-acute centers, and it's anywhere an older adult is, we could insert ourselves in our services. I am going to boast that our practitioners are trained above and beyond to manage the medically complex older adults who are often cognitively impaired and have multiple pharmacological issues and adverse reactions and polypharmacy issues. So, you know, wherever there is an older adult, that's really where a Fox clinician can certainly be. So it opened up a whole new other doors for diversification of our practice.
And that's a powerful thing to point out as well, because I think sometimes there's still that the old connotation with house calls, right? You picture the white coat, the doctor approaching the door of someone's home with a black bag. And today now in modern medicine and modern healthcare, house calls really do truly mean wherever our patients are. And the fact that you're able to diversify it in such a way, especially for working with seniors, working with chronic pain conditions, really highlights not only the breadth of what house calls really mean, but the fact that you can bring a highly trained, highly clinical experience and bring that breadth of treatment and care right to where the patients are. And looking at this from a provider standpoint, you know, I think the house call model really attracts a certain type of provider, you know, referencing some of the frustrations you've expressed, the ability to want to care for our patients in the way that we truly want to and looking for something different. I think house calls also give us the opportunity to also shape how we serve our patients. So I'd love to hear the perspective on autonomy that your clinicians, that the clinical team of Fox Rehab has by delivering their care through house calls and through the diversification that you touched on.
Sure. When I was working with the agency prior to starting Fox Rehab, I looked at my colleagues. I looked to my left and to my right down a conference room table when we would rarely have staff meetings. And they were pretty pathetic. I wasn't impressed with my colleagues at all. I wasn't impressed with their professionalism and how they held themselves as doctors of physical therapy. And, I'll say it, you know, there's a lot of, well, I'm a physical therapist, and I will say it, there's a lot of whiny physical therapists out there. And they needed to be held to a different standard and different levels of accountability. If you're going to hold the title and the professional ranking of a doctor, you sure better act like it. So When I started the practice, we set the bar high as far as what we expect from people. Our expectations are high. We make those clear up front, and we have our staff acknowledge those expectations quite regularly. It's and then that leads automatically to autonomy. I believe if you give people the respect and the tools they need, they will never cease to amaze you. And that's a lot of what we have at Fox. It's how we train our staff. It's our philosophy. It's our culture to I believe happy, well-trained clinicians make good healthcare. And I think if you're happy in your work and you feel respected and appreciated, and you also have the tools and the training and the skill to provide the interventions with, it creates really good healthcare. And that's what we spend a lot of focus on, a lot of energy and a lot of money, creating happiness and teaching and training our clinicians.
Please go ahead.
No, and that really how that's when we speak of autonomy in our practice is that it's the fact that, you know, that's the expectation of our clinicians, that they are autonomous in their practice. They're autonomous in their clinical decision making and critical thinking processes, as well as the delivery of their interventions, not needing oversight. They shouldn't need a lot of oversight. The only time they need oversight is for teaching and training and mentoring, you know.
And I think that's really powerful too. I think we all crave inherently the ability to take the training and the expertise that we bring to the table as providers to use that in our own clinical decision making and to work in an environment such as yours where they do have that autonomy and that free will, if you will, to be able to not only do that, but to also channel that when it means bringing that care to where the patients are. And I think it really goes to the root of that idea that, you know, to nurture others, you also have to nurture your own. And if you can have a team that is taken care of, nurtured, respected, especially in an industry like, you know, health and wellness and medicine, where burnout rates can be so high by feeling overworked, overbooked, overscheduled, I think it's a really smart perspective that not only as a practitioner you brought to the table, but as a thought leader and as a CEO of your company to bring that for retention and longevity. Looking at it through that lens, you know, one thing that I think stands out to me with having a house call practice, I think there's such an ability to stand out. Share with me more about your insights in growing Fox Rehabilitation to the point that it is now, the ability to stand out in the region that you take care of, and also from the quote-unquote competitors or other physical therapy practices. How has your model through autonomy, through house calls, enabled you to stand out from the rest?
Standing out is, I've always had a strong urge to promote. I've always enjoyed marketing. I've always enjoyed selling and sales. And branding. And from the beginning, we've always had a very, very strong brand and brand standards within our organization. And we really work hard on perpetuating those. And we almost have what we call a brand police here at the practice. The brand recognizes and acknowledges aging and acknowledges ageism. And we are advocates against the fight of ageism. It's really sad, actually, even among the most supposed well-trained healthcare professionals in geriatrics, there's a tremendous amount of ageism where people don't understand the age-based normative values, where our patients and clients should be functioning at. They don't understand the evidence regarding functional outcome measures and minimal detectable changes that we should be pushing through our interventions and striving towards. So it's a constant fight for us to differentiate ourselves in the community against our competition through clinical excellence. And that's one of the founding pillars that we like I said, regarding quality assurance and professional development, happy, well-trained, we put tremendous amounts of energy and thought every second into that process. And through that process, we've really been able to differentiate ourselves from competition. When we first started, there really wasn't a whole lot of competition. It's hard work making house calls. There's no doubt about it. It's not something, you know, my competition, say, let's say the local home health agency can all of a sudden decide one day, I'm going to go ahead and do house calls in the Medicare Part B. If I had to start it again, I probably wouldn't do it, or I would do it very differently. It's a lot of hard work. There's a lot of technicalities to the billing and the coding for the house call. It's not a typical outpatient bill, but it really the complexity of it sometimes helps. It is something people can quite easily learn with the right coaching and the right equipment and tools and knowledge. But it really the complexity of it keeps our competition at bay, and we've been doing it for 17 years now. So it's kind of tough to catch up with us.
Yeah, for sure. And it speaks volume to the expertise that you've built and the expanse that you built with the region that you cover. And I think that's a really good point too, when looking at the house call model and just looking at from that as a branding perspective as a whole, you know, the work is really never done. You know, when you are really staying true to the vision that you have for your company and the outreach of providing your care through house calls, there is always that, I think, push behind you to want to continually stand out, continually diversify, continually be really on the cutting edge of what it is that you offer. And that shows in every level, the coding, the services, the training, the clinical perspective, ultimately, so your patients can get the results that you're aspiring them to achieve. With looking at that, let's look at, you know, how your model in having this house call practice, how has that impacted the chronic pain, the older adults community? I was reading actually in Dr. Kroko's bio this story of a patient who, you know, expressed some appreciation of what it meant to have her come to someone's home, and I thought that was really powerful. Can you share an example or share that overall impact of the feedback that you're getting from your patients by caring for them the way that you do?
Take that, Robin.
I will. Yes. We just recently partnered with Thomas Jefferson School of Population Health, really to take a look at the outcomes that our clinicians over the last 6 years since we've been under our current electronic health record have how we have impacted our patients. And we're finding just objectively, I mean, I guess there's two ways to look at that. There's subjective success stories and the feeling that our clinicians get when they walk into a patient's home and they're able to change their life. But then there's also, we're finding objective, outcomes that are really showing that we're significantly changing the lives of our patients. Yeah. And the average age of our patients are age 85 and older. And I attribute that to our ability for two things. Number one, our ability to treat under the Medicare Part B Foundation, where we can dose our patients appropriately with proper frequency and duration of care above and beyond what is allowable under a Medicare Part A home health episode. And the other thing that I attribute those fantastic outcomes to is the ability to deliver that care in their home and their natural environment. So the house call has really allowed us to deliver clinically excellent and evidence-based care exactly where it needs to be. I've been with the practice for 13 years, from being a full-time physical therapist to now running our operations. And, you know, that's what we've always stayed true to. We do house calls. We do geriatric house calls, and that speaks to the success. We are recently changing our website, and in our website, we have a success story section where we get hundreds and hundreds of success stories from our patients every day, either through video or holding up a sign that says, I was able to walk across the street to visit my wife in her senior living community without using my scooter. Mm-hmm. You know, thank you, Fox Rehab. Yeah. And the only way you can really find those outcomes and get those things done is by really finding that person in their traditional environment, their natural environment, and being able to work with them to achieve their goals.
I'm so glad you touched on that. And I think, you know, you bring up a great point of looking at the impact on that community from both the subjective, those types of success stories. It's got to be very nourishing and reinforcing everything that it is that you do in the approach. But especially when you brought that up from the objective standpoint, I do think that's really powerful. In that idea of one of the biggest benefits I think house calls offer is the ability for us as practitioners to see our patients in the comfort of their home, to be able to see how they move, what their challenges are, how it's affecting their activities of daily living, all of those different facets that because of that, it can lead to not only patients that are more receptive of the recommendations, they're more compliant with the recommendations, but they can make significantly so much more progress as a result. So thank you for bringing that up, because I think that's a really powerful thing for people who are either considering house calls or just getting started with it, that is such a big benefit that our patients can receive in looking at that from the in-home standpoint and the outcomes they can achieve from that. Knowing that, and that the impact that you are making and the reach that you are making in this community, Dr. Fox, one thing that you had mentioned earlier that I'd love to just touch on, just to get a little bit real for a moment, is, you know, as business owners and having house call practices, there's a lot to learn and there's a lot to understand and evolve and sometimes figure out in how to do this right. And you've mentioned that there's, you know, things that you learned along the way. There's things that maybe you would do different along the way. Could you share a mistake or a lesson that you learned earlier on in building Fox Rehabilitation as it relates to the house call vision, and what did you learn from it? What would you do differently knowing what you know now?
Oh boy, there are many of those examples. Many. I've probably got volumes of books on my shelf with those examples. But I think one that is most prominent and a mistake that we as practitioner owners, founders often make is the fact that we strive and push hard to build a clinically excellent practice, following best practice guidelines, the evidence, making sure our clinicians are well trained, making sure our patients are well cared for. And you can be clinically excellent, but you also have to be financially excellent. And there needs to be a nice balance between the two. For many years, I was imbalanced, and I didn't put the energy and effort into the team, the people, the teaching and training, everything that I spoke of that I'm passionate about for my clinicians and the clinical teams. I should have been that passionate about the financial teams. And put the energy into their teaching, training, making sure that they were had sharp skills, their pencils were sharp, and they were using the latest techniques of accounting that fit the practice as it began to go through its rapid growth, and possibly move some people offline a little bit quicker than what I should have. You know, if they didn't have the DNA or the skill set to manage maybe a $10 million practice and then a $50 million practice and running a $100+ million practice takes a very different skill set, a very different CFO, and a very different mindset. So I would have jumped a heck of a lot quicker on building the financial team if I did it again.
And that's great insight too. And I think that's one of the biggest things of being the founder of such a company as large as yours is there's so many different hats that you have to wear in getting every element moving along the way, along the stages of success and growth that it is that you're achieving. And clearly, as a result of everything that you've learned, you've attained a very high level of success and expands with what you built over the course of all of these years. Where does Fox Rehabilitation go from here? What's your overall vision? Where does this continue to go in the next, 1, 3 to 5 years?
You know, I sit here in my conference room and look out the window in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, at our headquarters. And I am still not convinced that we've touched every life of a citizen in my hometown, of an older adult that could benefit from our interventions. And until that day, until that's the day and until that's the case and until the physician community understands how we can manage. You know, patients can be medically well and managed medically well and be medically stable, but they can still be functionally sick and spiritually sick. And the physician community has not really got up to speed on that yet. So they're still very medically driven, as you know. And, until I've touched the life of every patient in Cherry Hill, we're going to keep plugging on the same path that we're doing. There's the geriatric population is growing exponentially, as we all know. And it creates wonderful, wonderful opportunity. So we can, we can own and operate and continue to move into densely populated areas where there are adequate supplies of clinicians that understand geriatrics. And the population is there, fortunately. So we're in a pretty good space right now. And I feel fortunate.
And I think that's a really amazing vision to have because it's at the heart of exactly who you are as a provider, to take care of as many lives and touch as many lives as you can, not only, in all the different states that you are in, but in your own homegrown community. And that will always be there. That motivation will fuel will always be there to grow this bigger, better, smarter, and faster. And, as it relates to motivation, there's people out there listening who are thinking about starting a house call practice. And with what you know now, and if you wanted to give them a dose of motivation and maybe a key takeaway that would inspire them to look at house calls as a viable practice model for them, what would you give them as motivation?
I want to get this one right. I would say do it. just do it. Perform your due diligence, get your ducks in a row. There are plenty of patients out there to treat, and they're longing and starving for quality practitioners that truly care. So my advice would be to do it. Don't hesitate. Get your ducks in order and go ahead and get on out there.
Awesome. Perfect. I couldn't have ended on a better note. I couldn't agree more. Just trust your heart. Trust what you want. And this is what this model can give you, is to care for your patients in a different way. I want to thank you, and I want to also acknowledge Dr. Fox, Dr. Kirilko, what it is that you've built with Fox Rehabilitation. I want to acknowledge you for what you have done already with your house call model to touch this community of older seniors, active seniors, people dealing with chronic issues. You are truly making an impact and truly changing lives in your community and beyond. So I can't thank both of you enough for your time, for your vision, for sharing your vision, not only with me, with all the listeners out there, and being part of the house call revolution.
Thank you. Thank you for your kind words. That means a lot. And thank you for your time. And I'm glad we could help and share some information. If through your work and through this interview and the time we spent, if we touch one person and get them out there and give them the motivation to go ahead and start a practice, then we've done our jobs, haven't we?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's 100%. And it's, you know, my pleasure, and that comes from the heart, the words that I vocalized, you know, as being colleagues and house call providers together, we share a vision in this. So thank you for being a part of my vision and getting the message out there. And for those of you out there listening, to learn more about Dr. Tim Fox, Dr. Robin Kurilko, and their vision with Fox Rehabilitation, you can learn more at www.foxrehab.org. They are also very social on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. /Fox Rehab is how you can find them. Again, Fox Rehabilitation, thank you for being on. Thank you for being a part of this. And thank you to all listening out there. This is a House Call Revolution, showing the freedom seekers like you in the health and wellness industry how to take your business anywhere. It's my honor to lead the charge, because this is the revolution you're building.
This is the House Call Revolution.